making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
Anybody in the room used to watch Comedy Central's Drunk History?
Yes. It was fun.
So they're canceling it.
Oh.
Yeah, Comedy Central is closing the tab on Drunk History.
Does it say why?
No, not really. So if you don't know what Drunk History is, it's there would be these hosts of these shows that would purposely get drunk and then tell you stories about American history.
They're like different comedians, like Will Ferrell did it and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yep. It started out as an internet show, and then it caught the eye of Comedy Central, and they picked it up for a lot of seasons. It was six seasons, so it's being canceled after six seasons. I don't know. Maybe they're running out of stories to tell about American history.
What?
I don't know.
Expand a world history then.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe people are offended by history. I don't know.
Oh, good Lord.
I don't know.
Here we go.
I'm gonna leave it alone. Yeah. Do you guys know anybody with a Google phone?
I do not.
Like an actual, like a phone from Google. So the Google Pixel 4a and Pixel 5 are going to be coming out September 30th, which is something that you're going to be able to pick up for the three people that have a Google phone, apparently. It's going to be available in black, green, and white, and also will be available in 5G. For the three people that care. just kidding.
Is it like really pricey or something?
Yes. Oh. Very pricey.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know anything.
That's probably why it's not selling.
It's like more expensive than the iPhone?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. I don't know. So remember Dunkaroos? The little cookie things you dip and
get little icing that you dip them in. Yeah.
So they're making a beer out of it. It's going to be Dunkabrews.
Uh-huh.
8% ale brewed with cookies, vanilla. Vanilla cream, lactose, and sprinkles.
Sprinkles in your beer?
I don't know. That's weird. It's like the flavor or actual sprinkles, but the flavors have been replicated perfectly. It's a sweet cookie-filled brew that even has a frosting finish.
Wow.
8% alcohol.
Oh.
That's a lot, right?
That is a lot, yes.
Coming to Netflix in September, movies like Anaconda, Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3, which I swear I have seen on Netflix already, right? No? Maybe not?
I don't know.
Barbershop, Coneheads, Grease, Magic Mike, The Puppets, The Muppets, The Muppets Most Wanted, another teen movie, Pineapple Express. I was just telling you I was watching that a couple weeks ago. Puss in Boots and the Smurfs coming to Netflix in September.
Nice.
What do you got, Mindy?
So apparently new research is finding out that flying during this pandemic might be safer than originally thought.
I hope so. I have a friend in town that just flew in last night.
So apparently the filtration systems on flights circulate air every 2 to 3 minutes with filters that capture over 99% of the particles. Arnold Barnett, a statistics professor at MIT, calculated the chance of catching COVID on a short-haul flight with three seats on each side of the aircraft, so like a Boeing 737. He said, assuming everyone's wearing a mask and the flight's full, your chances of getting COVID on a flight is 1 in 4,300. If the middle seats are empty, the likelihood goes to 1 in 7,700.
Hmm.
So your chances are... So flying is...
We need air-circulated rooms.
Yes, you know, that's a good idea.
In our studio right here.
Yes. Speaking of flights, when the federal aid runs dry for American Airlines this October, so will service to 15 of the small cities in the U.S. they normally fly to. October 7th, they will no longer be flying in Greenville, South Carolina, Huntington, West Virginia, Joplin, Missouri, or New Haven, Connecticut. Over 700 flights will be cut to and from the cities, and Greenville, South Carolina will completely lose commercial air service when that happens.
Jeez.
Finally, Academy of Country Music Awards revealed Riley Green as the new Male Artist of the Year and Tennille Towns as the new Female Artist
of
the Year.
Saw this, yeah.
55th Academy of Country Music Awards will be going on Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock on September 16th.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.